Hello again. Earlier this week, we spoke to James Ritson about the sustainability and climate change issues with regards to his MSc building surveying programme. And today we're going to look at one of his modules, which is analysis and adaption of buildings, to find out a little bit more about the module in particular and how it relates back to the programme overall. So hello again, James.
Hello, Andrew. Hello, welcome today. So talking about my favourite module. So should be
great. Cool. Yeah. So previously we spoke, as you and your role as the programme leader, whilst today it's more as module leader. And as you say, your favourite one. So should be quite easy to discuss and let students or prospective students know a little bit more about what it involves. So that's the best place to start, I think. What is this module all about?
Well, it teaches really about how you begin to start analysing. I mean, I think critical analysis is obviously a very important part of postgraduate work, but actually beginning to analyse the physical and sometimes the what we sometimes call the intangible elements in a building. So it might be its history, it might be the period of the style, the type of construction, and so forth. And actually how that can be adapted. You know, we have this phrase in conservation that conservation is about managing change. And very much the management of change is kind of the raison d'etre of what a building surveyor is about, you know, be it the change of ownership in a property with a house buyer's report, or be it altering a hospital for a crisis or so forth. So the management of change is very much what a building surveyor is about. And that's really the topic of this module, you know, and you can't do that properly without being able to understand the scenario and the building. So it's about analysing it and learning how to change a building.
So I've got here, you know, the question of how does it benefit students? I mean, there you're saying it's, you know, pretty central to being a building surveyor. So would you say that that's the case? This module in particular might be the most quintessential?
Well, it's one of the core modules. It's one of the only building, you know, building surveying only modules that we do, along with maintenance and pathology. And very much, yeah, that's the two things. Now, obviously, we have the very important of professional ethics, laws, contracts and construction and so forth. But I think, yeah, I think what it does is it begins to bring some of those together, just bringing those ethics of understanding and respecting other people's views, being able to understand history and being critical of it, and being able to understand another person's requirements, balancing those maybe requirements or requirements of a brief against regulation, against the possible restrictions and so forth that are imposed upon you as a professional. So, yeah, it really does, you know, bring that in. And I think, yeah, that's very much what a building surveying does. And I'd actually probably even stretch that to say very much about what a built environment professional does as well within different contexts. But this is really much a bread and butter kind of module and applies to, I think, broadly to what most people, at least to some extent, will be doing in practice. So, it's a good overview of, you know, your role as a within the built environment, really.
And what feedback do you get from students? Is and the second question on that front, what's the success rate of it?
I think they enjoy it. I get very good feedback from it. And I think they find it challenging in some ways because it is one of the final modules that they will be doing in the MSc. It's challenging because it will be the first time some of them will be drawing a building in the sense of physically, you know, coming up with a proposal for a building based on an adaptation scenario. So obviously you have the challenges of learning to use either software or learning to do technical drawing. But I think that the feedback I get from the students is overwhelmingly positive. I think the students also enjoy it is that they're getting to get, you know, they're getting their teeth into a building. You know, I think people become a building surveyor because they want to deal with buildings and people. And I think this module really does bring it, you know, that's what you're doing on this module. So I think people do enjoy it. It is a challenging module, as all the MSc modules are and should be. But I tend to get very good feedback. We get very, very, very high pass rate, certainly for those who engage in the module. We rarely get fails on the module. And, you know, the feedback is it's a tough module, but they really enjoy it. And in fact, for those who are converting from other building professions, so those who are already, say, chartered quantity surveyors and want to become building surveyors, it's one of the modules that they are recommended to take so that they can retake their APC to become chartered building surveyors. So even for established building professionals, it's an accepted part of their learning. Again, I think people really find it, certainly the feedback from the students is they really like it, because you very much get to know the student, because we do weekly feedback, you know, weekly webinars. We talk to the students a lot, and you know, we get to know them, and, you know, they do much more interactive than they may do on other more technical or numerical modules.
And in terms of the management of the module, I mean, how long have you been running it and how has it developed in that time?
Well, it was one of the modules that I was, when I came to UCM almost 5 years ago, one of the modules that I was asked to take over, because it's very much, you know, my area of adaption, you know, sustainability, adaption and understanding of buildings is, you know, very much around the building conservation and sustainability research background that I have. And certainly my experience and practice has been based around that. I think what it's changed is the focus of being very much from a nuts and bolts designer conversion to really understanding some of the wider issues, be it understanding the history of the building, understanding the impact of that, be it from just a standpoint of if a building is typically built in the 1800s, it will typically have this construction, to understanding what that value may have in the terms of cultural, historic value it may have, the value it may have to the local community, understanding how those opposing views, you know, what might really be valued by somebody may be really not valued by someone else. The question, the example I give is, you know, if you were a football fan, you may really value one stadium. And if you're the opposition, you may really not like that stadium, but you have to understand that there are values associated with that. So brought that in much greater. I'm very lucky to have built a really strong teaching team around that. I've got Amanda Lewis, who teaches a really good series of webinar and history resources on the history of architecture. And instead of just going through the, in the 1800s, we do that, she draws along on three parallel threads, you know, technology, society, and architecture while teaching that. And I think that's really interesting, understanding of how society changes and how our built environment changes with all of those changing cultures and environments. And I think that's really interesting, particularly, you know, understanding that international aspect of it as well. And I think UCM is constantly evolving the modules. We always say to our students, this is what your diet will be, but we constantly evolve our diet in light of professional body requirements, such as the RICS, the Hong Kong Institute of Surveyors, but also with feedback from our professional bodies, our consultation with employers and consultation with the students. We're constantly evolving that, even to the extent that we ask for weekly feedback from the students. It's like, actually, you know, we really need more feedback, or we really need more help, sorry, on this subject, you know, and it's something we approach by, you know, adding webinars, additional videos and so forth to assist our students. So it is a constantly evolving beast. Yeah.
That's great for a nice in-depth overview of the module. So it's challenging, but good success rate and a real core module if you are planning to work in building surveying and make a success of that career. So thank you, James, for taking us through that.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing the students on it. So we usually have a good time.
And thanks for listening.